It is the derby. It is Everton at Anfield. It is. You just want to go big because you always want to go big. It's Rewind. It's Neil Atkinson with Dan Morgan to talk about Everton coming to Anfield, and we might as well do it. We might as well get it out the way. We're going to do the derby in December in 2018. I'll work up to the clip. I'll work up to the clip because obviously the clip is joy unconfined. I think it's worth contextualizing a little bit, Dan. I don't know the extent to which this is a turning point in terms of the 2018-19 season. I think it's dead interesting when you have a little look at what the table was saying that day, because the table at the end of the day has Liverpool only 2 points behind Manchester City, and if Liverpool hadn't won the game, then obviously that'd be different, and it might feel as though City are going to get away. I just wonder whether or not this Liverpool team would always have had enough to have got back close to that Manchester City side. The universe looks very different indeed by the time we get to the by the time we get all the way to the when we're going to play them at the start of the next month. So it may well be that the gap would just have shrunk regardless, but Liverpool do obviously go on and win the game. They'd also lost the previous match against Paris Saint-Germain away. I don't remember, when I say I don't remember the context, I don't remember being in the ground and thinking about the table. Not just because of the nature of the win, but from about 10 minutes in, I remember this being one of the derbies I was most frantic to see Liverpool win, and trust me, that's a long list. But one of the derbies I was most frantic to see Liverpool win. I don't know what your where your brain is.
I think I was the same. And I think why is because I thought for some reason that they were more cocky about it than usual.